today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother, dear sister, salam. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to, in which we're going to speak about the Holy Quran in life. من الآيات والتفسير ويسقي العقل والتفكير يواكب واقع التغيير يشيد بالوئام صروح يشيد بالوئام صروح يشيد بالوئام صروح Today, Sunday, 7th of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As the ritual of this program, we'll listen to one ayah in the important point of this ayah. From Holy Quran, chapter Hashr, verse 21.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون.
If we had sent down this Quran upon a mountain, you would have seen it humbled and coming apart from fear of Allah. And these examples we present to the people, that perhaps they will give thought.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy
Quran.
The blessed verse in question, reflecting all Quranic verses, reveals that Holy Quran is so penetrating that had it been sent down on mountains, they would have trembled. However, it's a source of surprise that man is so stunned-hearted that he hears it, but he is not affected by it. Many a Quran exegete have taken the blessed verse as a simile, maintaining that despite all their firmness, had mountains, had intellect and perception, they would have trembled and rent asunder upon hearing Quranic verses. But some hard-hearted people hear them without being affected in the least.
إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لَنُورٌ يَتَفَجَّرُ فِي جَنَبَاتِ يَرْفَعُنِي عِنْدَ مَلِيكِ الْخَلْقِ لِأَعْلَى الدَّرَجَاتِ
إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لَنُورٌ
يَتَفَجَّرُ فِي جَنَبَاتِ يَرْفَعُنِي عِنْدَ مَلِيكِ الْخَلْقِ لِأَعْلَى الدَّرَجَاتِ
قُرْآنِي نَبْضُ حَيَاتِي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي.
We look at the Quran in our daily life. The miraculous preservation of the Quranic text, memorized by millions, underscores its unaltered and divine essence. Prophecies within the Quran further attest to its divine nature, predicting events such as the fall of the Roman Empire, the second coming of Jesus Christ, and future scientific discoveries. The impact of the Quranic teachings on daily life is profound, advocating for ethical conduct, prohibiting harmful behaviors like alcohol consumption, gambling, adultery, promoting virtues like generosity and kindness. So we have lots of lessons we can learn from the Holy Quran.
Sayyid Muhammad Ridwi.
Imam Ali alayhi salam was not only talking, he wanted this to, he was dictating it. He wanted somebody to write it down. He says, Wallah, Wallah, I remind you of Allah, I remind you of Allah, fil Quran. And so when we look at this issue, this is where we have to really understand Quran, that the purpose of Quran is not just reciting. The word Qur'an itself means recital. So yes, there is ajr and sawab in reciting it, but the point is that you have to recite to understand, and you have to understand in order to act on it. You know, if you even look at the statement of Rasulullah, I think it is in Surah Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, basically paints the scenery of what will happen on the day of Qiyamah. There are many, many ayat when Allah talks about Qiyamah. He uses past tense. And the reason why he uses past tense is just to make us realize that for us, Qiyamah is something which will happen in the future. It is ghaib for us. But for Allah, it's a reality as if it has already happened. And to emphasize this point, Allah uses the past tense. And this is where, you will see that even the scenarios is there that on this day, so-and-so said that. But the day has not yet come. And so one of the issues on the day of Qiyamah, you will see that the Prophet will say, and it is quoted in the Quran, the Prophet will say, Ya Rabbi, اتخذ قومي هذا القرآن مهجورا. That, O Allah, my nation, my community has forsaken this Quran. So Rasulullah on the day of judgment will complain that my community have done hijr. Hijra? Migration. Means have moved away from the teachings of the Quran. Mahjur means to leave something away. To be away from it or abandon it.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
It's the most truthful speech. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, regularly read the words of Allah to Muslims around him. These Muslims were very pleased and excited to receive the words of Allah. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "The most truthful speech, the most eloquent advice, and the greatest stories are in the Book of Allah." The Muslims listened carefully to what the Prophet read, memorized the senses and passages of the Quran, recited them regularly, and followed the teachings of the Quran. In order to preserve the words of Allah, the Prophet appointed special people known as scribes of the Quran to write down the words of Allah.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا للخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
In every episode of today's special, we have a tip to improve our understanding of the Holy Quran. For today, we introduce looking out for bias. When you Google the explanation of some verses, you may find some biased interpretations influenced by the Western lens of Islam. Don't fall into this trap and never take Quran interpretations from anyone other than verified Muslim scholars or sheikhs. This is the words of Allah from chapter Al-Imran. Those with deviant hearts follow the elusive verses seeking to spread doubt through their false interpretations. But none grasp their full meaning except Allah. As for those well grounded in knowledge, they say, "We believe in this Quran, it is all from our Lord," but none will be mindful of this except people of reason.
We focus our attention on a tradition from our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which he elaborates on the reward given for those who recite the book and who make an extra special effort to memorize the Book of Allah. Now we know when we look at the Muslim world, when we see young men and women and even older men and older women, that there are tens of thousands, if not millions, of individuals around the world who have committed the entire Book of Allah to memory, who have memorized the entire Quran from beginning to end in the original Arabic, even though maybe Arabic is not their mother tongue. But this is, as we see, one of the miracles, so to speak, of the Quran, that even those who have a very limited connection to the language are still able to commit the entire book of 114 chapters of 6,600 some odd verses to memory. The reward is great, and the challenges are obviously as great as the reward is. But let us look at the tradition that we want to reflect upon today from the sixth Imam, in which he gives us a value of what reward is in store for us who memorize the Quran. And he says the following: Allah will reward the person who recites the Quran a great deal and makes a promise with it to try and memorize it, even though it may entail great difficulty, a double reward. So whatever reward is promised by Allah that we might not have been able to comprehend of the recitation and memorization of the book, the sixth Imam says that a double reward. So whatever the reward may have been, he is saying that a double reward will be given to those who recite and who make it a point to try and memorize it, even though they may have great difficulty in memorizing the Book of Allah. But we will see, as I'm sure if we try to do our best to memorize the Quran, that the more and more that we recite, the more and more that we try to commit to memory, that we will find it to be easier and easier later on down the road to actually commit chapters of the Quran to heart. And obviously there are many different tips and keys and avenues and lessons that we can probably take part in to teach us methods and then the methodology of memorization of the Quran. You can look for those online, you can look for those maybe from friends whom you know who have memorized the Quran to ask for advice and tips. But definitely for those who are able to, we should try our best to memorize the Quran, to preserve it, to keep it within our heart. And obviously that is only a precursor to be able to apply the ayat to our lives.
That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. We leave you in Allah's care. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. محمد نبي علي الإمامي لفتى
علي إمامي.